The wild gyrations of the stock market have captured headlines in recent weeks. The market has descended to lows not seen since the late 1980s. The impact has been harshest for people who are nearing retirement or have recently retired. Many Americans in their 50s and 60s are having to reevaluate their future lives as they've seen their stock-driven retirement programs shrink dramatically. Many are realizing they'll have to keep working longer, and some who had retired are reluctantly finding they have to look for jobs again. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Many people know the sinking feeling these days. The quarterly reports arrive from the mutual funds and the 401k retirement plans, and we circle around the envelopes warily, shrinking from the bad news. Often we put the envelopes in a drawer, unread. It's just too awful. Richard Cowden knows the feeling. He started accumulating retirement money late in life, so he was already planning to retire older than most Americans.
I'm 65, and I would much rather be sitting on the beach, frankly.
Cowden has not retired yet. He works with an addiction recovery program.
I'm very fortunate in having a job that I can do and love doing, and that pays me decently, and I'm just in hopes I can hang on to it either until the bitter end or the sweet end. It looked like I might be able to retire at 71. That's looking like a pretty dim prospect at the moment.
Apparently, Cowden will have plenty of senior companions in the workplace. Many older Americans are either struggling to keep jobs they have or are out looking for work again. Alicia Munell is the director of Boston College's Center for Retirement Research.
The labor force participation rates for people 55 to 64 have gone up significantly in the last 2 years, which is extraordinary.
No one knows for sure yet just how much of that increase is attributable to shrinking retirement plans, but it seems clear that the plunging market has played a strong role.
People have taken an enormous hit. They are going to have to revise their plans in some way, either postpone when they retire, dramatically tighten their belts. I've heard some rumblings about people realizing that their home is suddenly their biggest asset, and maybe they can sell that and move to something smaller, move to a cheaper place to live.
The sharp run-up of stock values in the 1990s was a terrible temptation to be overextended in equities, and the boom led many to have inflated notions of when retirement could happen and what it would be like. Claire Hushback says middle-class baby boomers, and she considers herself one, have been a little spoiled.
We have more, I think, much more lavish expectations of what constitutes a good life or even a good house. I mean, a two-car garage isn't enough. A two-bathroom house isn't enough.
In any case, the rapid expansion of 401ks has made the nation's retirement programs extremely vulnerable, according to Dallas Salisbury of the Employment Benefits Research Institute.
The result is that the entire system is now very much tied into what happens to the economy and what happens to the market.
And some 401k retirees can get hit with a double whammy. After being hurt by falling stock prices, they now face lower monthly payments if, following retirement, they choose to put their money into more secure fixed annuities. Alicia Munell of the Center for Retirement Research says this is because of low interest rates. She illustrates the problem with an annuity investment of $100,000.
10 years ago, if you took that to an insurance company and said, I would like an annuity, that the insurance company would say, that's great, we can pay you $950 a month for as long as you live. Now, if you go to an insurance company and you say, I'd like an annuity, they say, that's great, we can pay you $750 a month for as long as you live.
So all this sorry economic news means that more people are going to spend more of their lives in the workplace, many of them into their 70s. But the good news is that in the future, many of them will be able to hold or find jobs because the next generation coming into the job market is much smaller than the boomer generation. Again, Alicia Munell.
We're actually entering a period where increased labor force activity by older people would be a wonderful thing. It'd be wonderful for them, and it'd be wonderful for the economy, because one aspect of this aging population is that we're going to have no growth in the labor force starting very soon.
But Munell is talking about the near future. Right now, the AARP cautions older workers are facing a difficult job market, and even though employers often praise their older workers, they're usually the first to go when the company downsizes. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.